will, I think, by example, be able to help all of these people, both you and your wife, far more than any other way. There are, you know, you do perceive that, that others have egotistical failings, and of course so do you and your wife and so on. This is understood. As long as one is in the realm of ego, there's always some separated part of it that the others can find disharmony with. It isn't really the point, but I do feel strongly that we must keep coming back to the center focus of our project, which is that my first interest is with the freedom of those of you who choose to be there. And I think this falls right in line with what I sense is your second question, which is, what about the people who have not yet discovered the vision as to the real purpose of our work? I think perhaps I would like to say in the group meeting this, it is next weekend, is it?
Yes, sir.
Please just ask the good doctor if he will put the general topic of the center on the agenda somewhere, and that I would like to speak to it. And of course, what I am going to say is again that I want it understood that people are now going there not for you, not for me even. They are going for themselves. And only those people who believe that going to such a place is going to be helpful to them, those are the only persons who are going to be helped. You know, if you go with a closed mind, if people go with the idea that they are somehow being holy and are helping others, then it's not going to be a very holy experience. It's going to be a very arrogant, egotistical experience. On the other hand, if they believe what I've said, which is, I would like to have I do have a topic for this morning, if you do not have one, which is, when we speak of the Christ drama, which I would like to speak briefly on, there is one very important aspect of that, which is the faith, belief, whatever you want to call it, that must be confronted by every true disciple of any teacher. And I would like to speak on that. But it has a great deal of bearing on what we're talking about. And I hope by inference that some will understand, but I find that this is very hopeless, really. Most people have to be approached straight with the situation and say, this is what I'm speaking of. So it's a matter of who really believes me when I say that the power is stronger in the North than it is anywhere else in this state, and that if you really wish to become free, then you must go to a place where quietude can see through into your mind, and where you can keep your focus, and where those around you are also focused on the same thing, where prattle is at a minimum, and outside activities are only secondary to the primary thrust, which is the freedom within. Now, either people are interested or they're not, and most of them are not. And that's all right. It isn't, you know, we're not going to convert thousands to any kind of desire for freedom. But what we can do is take those who are sincere about it and make some progress. That's really all that we can do. And I think that's about the greatest we can expect, certainly within the first year, that there many people will misunderstand. But I think that in your dealings with them, what we must also show them in our work with them when they're on the land is that they must understand who it is that they're there for. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important for two reasons. One is that they, if they go with an attitude of they're there to help you, this keeps them in the up position and makes them feel very righteous and very holy and very above it. On the other hand, if they go because they feel that they themselves are going to be benefited, then the chances are much more likely that they will be benefited, because as you believe, so it is. And if they go with the understanding that they are the great one, then no one is going to be able to help them, because they are so full of their own greatness. So that's the one. And the other is that it is important, I think, for people to learn that what they give is what they get in return. For example, if they go wanting to serve the vaster plan, not you or your wife or anything, but if they just know that somehow they have a belief in this vision, and that it's somehow it is greater than they see now because it seems so small, then they will become a part of that. Remember the I Ching that was thrown on behalf of the center. These are important times, and those who can merge themselves in that vision now and help to bring it into fruition will find themselves greatly excited as it begins to unfold, because in a very quiet, peaceful way, because it will take hold. But it will take hold. It will happen. So these are two aspects of the same problem, and I do think we should at least bring it. So if you will just bring it, to ask the doctor to put it on the roster, and I will deal with it. Is there anything else? How are you doing on your personal inward journey?
Well, I think I'm doing fairly well. That is to say, I'm seeing, I see things differently. Things happen to me and I interpret them differently than before.
Could you explain?
Okay, if, let's say I have an ego problem with somebody. I see that as a reminder that I'm seeing myself as an ego.
Excellent.
So, and also that really all these things are, they really are opportunities. They're trying to teach me something. Everything is trying to teach me something. Or would you just pay attention to it and learn what it is and not go off in the traditional reaction pattern.
Exactly. Are you using the space?
Yeah, I noticed that that's something I was just thinking about. I was just noticing I'm using the space in that I notice that things are breaking up for me. That is, that I see much more, I see particles of light more than I see what I used to see. The world isn't the way it used to look.
And it will be much different too. Yes, excellent. I feel really, you know, I say again and again, people should find their own way, but I'm not quite so lenient with you and your wife. I don't really feel that you and your wife should find another way, only because I know that this stands as the vehicle necessary for the two of you. And also for Mrs. Reiner, I do not feel that she is really catching on to what we are doing. She is.
Yeah,
she has
right.
Grasped it. She has grasped it, and it has given her the hope and the purpose that she really needed. And I feel very grateful that she's been able to open herself to this in this way. Because your wife will need her. It will be a good balance each for the other. But back to the problem, I do feel that the space, especially the outer space, because this is how you spend most of your day, is a very, very efficient tool. And I would ask that, you know, if nobody uses my suggestions close to the heart of me, in other words, those who are closest to me, then it's not very likely that we will have anyone outside of that will take it terribly seriously. You see, if they come to you and they say, well, this is what he says, what is your result of it? And you can say, well, this is it, and this is what I'm doing, and this is what has come to pass, then they will take it more seriously. Do you see this? That this is why I had hoped that various ones close to the heart of it would use them. Of course, my greatest disappointment is the doctors. I was hoping that they would use it continually, because I felt that would begin to really make changes down there. However, I feel that we still have great hopes for the North, and I think this is how we should begin. So I would say, as my Easter gift to you, I would ask you to, for your own as well as for others, to increase as much as you can this outward perception of space, and keep asking the inner question. You know, Bartholomew has said that somehow that is me. That is me. somehow all of this is me in some way. Now, how is that possible? What does that bring rise from? So,
I have this funny feeling that it is very, very simple. It's so simple. Why is it that nobody wants it? I guess it's nobody wants to see it. It's just people don't want to wake up. That's why they don't.
Well, there's fear. In fact, that might be a good question. Why, today perhaps we can fit it in.
Okay.
Why do people choose not to work with the space? Why do they not choose to find a way to freedom? Why is it?
Right. You may be aware that we're going to help out with this music festival thing.
Yes.
We were in town yesterday about. And do you have any feelings about that? Is that going to try to detract from our focus? I mean, is that a problem?
I told you a long time ago, my dear friend, that your fixation on having to do plumbing was only in your mind. And that if you would allow the powers to move with you, you would find a way of service as well of finances that would be much more compatible with your inner reflection. And this is one of those. Not only can you benefit them, which is no doubt about it, I mean, you are needed, both of you have skills that are needed, but quite beside that, it will be a wonderful experience for you to find yourself moving in realms of people who have a higher, for example, I believe it was Miss Starnes that did point out to you that much of your time would be spent with the artistic and so on. Well, this is part of that manifestation, but it's your insistence, your constant insistence that the plumbing is where, you know, your mind runs on that route. Had you noticed that? Whenever you move into question about finances, immediately it falls into this ditch.
So to speak.
And the ditch reflects back, and this is then how you must go. I have no objection to you doing plumbing one way or another. It's irrelevant. I do think that is not necessarily the only way that you can find yourself funded. And I would ask you to keep yourself alert to other possibilities. And if you find that you don't need to plumb 3 days a week, then only do two. Be fair. Be fair with the book, be fair with the music, and be fair with the plumbing. Keep it in balance. Don't just go into it because it seems to be a good number. You know, 3 out of 4, 5, 7, whatever, seems to be a good number. Well, maybe it isn't. So, you know, balance it out in your mind. How much money do you really need? How much are you scurrying away in a hole somewhere for a future day, which you don't need to do, because I've given you my word that you would always have your needs met. So, if you believe what I say, then don't worry too much about scurrying and putting things into.
Do you feel that maybe 3 days is too much?
I feel that you'll have to make that decision, perhaps before the project in the North of the Music is really taken off. Yes, perhaps 3 would be fine. I understand there's an anxiety and also a desire to do. You don't do well just sitting, working. You know, you like to be out, so there needs to be a balance. But realize that much of it is because you need it, not so much because you need the money, but because you yourself have this need. And I think physically it does you no harm to be out. So I would say at the beginning, see if that assessment is fair. If it turns that you cannot do well, don't just drop the music.
Oh, well.
You know, keep yourself balanced. I do want a balance. I do feel that this music will open many possibilities that are important. And then, of course, the second is it's much more compatible with your inner abilities. There, many people can learn to do plumbing. Very few people can learn quickly to do what it is you will be required to do. I sense a...
Yeah, it's the tape, but I think it still records.
So, keeping the book as the primary focus, then I would just ask you to divide your time accordingly. But please don't just throw one of them out, and the music out, in order to keep on par, if you follow me. Because you will be able to maintain financial things. Money will be coming out. This whole botulism business will be resolved in not too distant future.
It sounds like it. There, since we had that letter, it looks like they're going to have to force the issue.
You mean of setting the court date?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that this other firm will have to decide what they want to do.
Yes, well, things will come. I mean, they may not be, you know, before summer. I always told you we'd hoped it would be, but that we weren't. You know, I never can tell. Caprice comes, and it doesn't really matter, because there is money coming. You know, and not only is there money coming, but as I keep saying, the house is going to, sell, and it's just a matter of time.
Right.
Everything will come in its own time. You don't need more now.
No.
Than you have. So
fine.
Let's just keep to that and go on about our business. But don't just throw out your music in order to go back into the trenches.
No, I won't. Shall we